This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's primary election day in Colorado as voters choose the candidates who will run in November for the state seats in Congress and for governor, Colorado Secretary of State, and others. Voters have to drop off their ballots or vote in person by 7 p.m. Our voter's guide with a lot of helpful information is at CPR.org. With COVID-19 vaccines now available for the youngest children, Colorado's health department is using a variety of ways to make the shots available. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The FDA authorized COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old. They're now available through pediatricians, family doctors, mobile clinics, community health centers, pharmacies, and Children's Hospital Colorado clinics. Here's Immunization Branch Chief Heather Roth.
I think the big thing that families need to know is that these are multiple dose vaccine series, very similar to a lot of other routine childhood vaccines given, all the time to children of this age.
The Pfizer vaccine requires 3 shots, while the Moderna vaccine is 2. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A demonstration at the state capitol Monday saw upwards of 4,000 people. The crowd broke into multiple marches around downtown Denver, closing some roads. Protesters were marching against the U.S. Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Jenny Brannigan is from Denver.
It's not right. It's not just. My mother and my grandmother had more rights than I do right now, and that's very scary.
Abortion is still legal in Colorado, but it can be hard to get for many people on the Western Slope.
Folks who don't have access to a reliable vehicle, folks who are low income.
And abortion appointments could soon become more scarce as more out-of-state residents seek services here. We'll check in with supporters and opponents of abortion rights in Western Colorado later in this hour. That story comes from CPR News in Grand Junction, where it's going to be sunny and hot today, 95 this afternoon, about the same tomorrow. Denver hitting 93 today and getting not quite as hot later on this week. This is CPR News.